What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number two. And Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is out there saying that the U.S. must face the somber reality of the military option on North Korea. He's just going on out there and saying that military action could be necessary should diplomacy fail to curb the nation's hostile provocations. What provocations? I don't see North Korea sailing their warships along the U.S. borders or flying armed bombers along our coasts. I really don't. It's just not there. There are no provocations. The only real threat that North Korea presents to the U.S. government is that they're refusing to bow down. They're refusing to be bullied. And that's inspiring other countries to stand up and say, we're not going to be bullied by the United States anymore. And that's why the United States wants to make an example out of them. I'm going to go on and just say, how dare you defy the emperor of the world? We're going to take care of you as quickly as we can. So, there we are. Now, there is an aspect to all of this that people need to look at. Obviously, Seoul, South Korea is very, very concerned about North Korea's vast amount of conventional artillery that are drilled into these hardened tunnels all along the mountains on the northern part of the DMZ. And they can reach Seoul. And it is unrealistic for Mattis and Trump to try and reassure South Korea that they have a way of attacking North Korea where there will not be a retaliation. But it goes further than that. Konstantin Sikyov, a Russian military analyst and president of the Academy for Geopolitical Problems, has basically pointed out, we need to remember, there are 25 nuclear power stations in South Korea, all within the range of North Korea's known working missiles. And what North Korea could really do, if they are attacked by the United States, they could launch their missiles against those 25 power stations. You would have 25 Chernobyl disasters on the Korean Peninsula, would make Fukushima and Chernobyl look like minor annoyances in comparison. And obviously China would be very concerned about that kind of radiation, so would Japan. There'd be no way to contain it. I am appalled at the reckless disregard for the possible outcomes that we're seeing inside our government's foreign policy thinking. They seem to stop at, we're going to get North Korea, we're going to get Iran, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. There could be some problems resulting from that. Oh, that's not my concern here. My concern is victory, and we'll let future generations clean up the mess. Now, the other day, we pointed out how a report came on out saying that the government's climate models were proving to be faulty. They didn't accurately predict what's going on because they were biased towards a worst-case scenario. Well, what if that kind of attitude is also infecting the planners and simulations for these war games? What if they're hopelessly biased toward the best possible outcome? They're going to have the same result. Their models are not going to accurately forecast what's really going to happen. It certainly didn't for the IPCC, and it probably isn't for the war plan. I mean, look at this. According to Wesley Clark, this was all supposed to be over and done with in 2008. And here we are at 2017, coming up on 2018. So it's obviously not going as originally planned here. Now, China is very concerned. They're saying the North Korean situation is more serious by the day and cannot be allowed to spin out of control. Unfortunately, it is being driven out of control by Washington, D.C., which apparently is just looking for an excuse to prove how butch they are and get another war going. Now, China has already indicated that if the U.S. tries to attack North Korea without North Korea having done anything to justify it, and by the way, testing a weapon is not justification for an invasion, China says they'll intervene. So we're really risking a major global war here. Now, Japan has moved one of their missile interceptor batteries to Hokkaido because that's the island that North Korea's last test missile flew over. And they raised the alarm and said, oh, it's terrible, it's coming over. And blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, countries fly missiles and satellites over each other's territory out there in space all the time. They don't make a big deal about it. And this moving of the anti-missile battery to Hokkaido is a totally empty gesture. It's nothing but propaganda. On that last missile test, the North Korean missile flew over Hokkaido at an altitude of 475 miles, way out of reach of any of the Japanese, or for that matter, American interceptors to reach. They can't hit something that high. All of the missile defense systems are built around defending a known target when the inbound threat is in the terminal phase, not shooting down a test missile that's whizzing over your head and heading up there for the walruses. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates just now rejoining our network. Now, over in Syria, looking at the current situation map, it's obvious the Syrian forces are making tremendous gains. They're shoving the anti-Assad forces and even the Kurds into tighter and tighter areas. And there's been a major al-Qaeda failure up there in northern Hama. 40 militants were killed. And, of course, the militants are blaming Russian attack helicopters and warplanes, as well as a lack of support from the moderate opposition for the failure. So they're pointing fingers at each other. And yes, those Russian helicopters are formidable. Now, Russia has been quietly dropping hints over the last several days about how Syrian forces are coming under fire from areas where U.S. special forces are located. Forces that are supposed to be there to lend medical assistance. And now Russia's getting a little more direct, and they're saying that Russia will target areas in Syria where U.S. special forces and U.S.-backed militia are operating if its own forces come under fire from there, something that has already happened twice. And they're saying, basically, they're going to return fire. And that is really going to mess things up. Now, I mentioned this earlier with the caller, but let's go into it in detail. Apparently, an army of moderates who are being controlled by their CIA handlers tried to double-cross the Russians. They violated a ceasefire agreement and launched an attack with tanks and artillery on the Syrian government north of Hama in the de-escalation zone, which has now been thwarted. They're trying to halt the Syrian army's successful advance. A key part of the plan was to capture 29 Russian soldiers, which would have been a major embarrassment for Russia. And here's where the story gets interesting. These 29 soldiers were trapped for several hours by these militants engaged in a heavy firefight. And finally, a Spetsnaz unit, partially composed of military natives of the Northern Caucasus, Chechens, broke through the terrorist line. And at that point, Russian Sukhoi jets did pinpoint strikes against the opposition force, which was then followed up with an artillery salvo. And the Russians were able to get their 29 people out. And everybody scattered. The Russians and Syrians gave pursuit. And in total, about 850 terrorists, 11 tanks, 4 armored vehicles, 46 pickups, 5 mortars, 20 trucks, and 30 weapons warehouses were destroyed in 24 hours by the Russian counterattack. Meanwhile, the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces are continuing their drive against ISIS in Deir Ezzor countryside, trying to capture the gas and oil fields before the Syrian government forces can get there. See, it's all driven by the oil and the oil revenues. Okay. Now, do you remember that military exercise that Russia did on their own territory? Joint Russian-Belarus exercise, Zapad 2017. And they were out there exercising their troops and just training on their own territory. And the Western media went crazy. It was, oh, they're getting ready for an attack. It's a Trojan horse. They're coming across the border. They're getting ready. We need to bomb them now. Well, the exercise is now over, and all of those forces are on their way back home. Units of the Russian Air Force are already headed back to their home base. There was no invasion. They were just exercising their military forces on their own territory, unlike the United States and Japan and South Korea, who are running their military exercises off the coast of North Korea. That's a provocation. Now, the United States is denying the reports that were coming on out about how they've opened a military base in Israel. And basically, what they're saying is, yes, they built several buildings inside the country, but it's not actually a military base. They're not saying what it is, but they're trying to deny the fact that it's a military base because it's a political embarrassment. It's another reminder about how the U.S. is a vassal state of Israel. And they're still trying to prevent the American people from figuring that out, but I think they failed miserably on that. Okay. Now, there is apparently this Bethlehem-based Palestinian non-governmental organization, Badil, and it's reported there's been a sudden significant increase in Palestinian injuries in the refugee camps last year, most of which are caused by live ammunition and mostly in the lower limbs of the youths in the camp. And apparently this is an Israeli tactic called knee camping, and residents of the Dasheh camp say that an Israeli army commander, who's referred to as Captain Nidal, is saying the plan is he's going to make half of them disabled and let the other half push the wheelchairs. And that is the reason for this sudden rash of knee capping of the young Palestinians. They're shooting them in the legs, trying to cripple them. Now, more and more they're talking about the potential for Kurdish independence, and certainly Israel wants that. Israel's already committed to send 200,000 Israelis of Kurdish descent to a newly independent Kurdistan. You're already seeing flags of Israel waving at the Kurdish independence rallies, which has made both Turkey and Iraq very, very nervous about what's really going on. But companies are already lining up to take advantage of Kurdistan now having their own oil resources to sell. And it's raising the question, could this spark a new oil war? If you have all these competing countries trying to sell their oil, they're going to lower their prices. Kurdistan is probably not going to be a member of OPEC anytime soon. So they can go their own way. And we have seen so many countries that have been hurt ever since the U.S. launched that misguided, poorly thought out oil price war against Russia, which backlashed terribly and wound up hurting a lot more countries in the West than it did Russia. Saudi Arabia got slammed. They've had to issue government bonds for the first time in decades. They've gone from being a very wealthy, prosperous nation to being heavily in debt. And now Algeria is seeing their international reserves plummet by more than 40%. Since the oil price fell starting in 2014. So they do these things without really thinking them all the way through. Article out of Blacklisted News, it has started creeping global de-dollarization, and it's happening very slowly, and this is why the corporate media isn't mentioning it, but more and more countries are starting to move away from the dollar. They're denominating their oil in yuan and rubles. And it is happening very, very slowly. And the U.S. is trying to get ahead of it and slam any country that drops the dollar. They did that to Iraq. They did that to Libya. They're getting ready to do it to Venezuela. But if everybody were to drop the dollar all at the same time, that's the end. The U.S. simply cannot declare war on the rest of the entire planet at this point. Now, we've talked before about the pension problem. And the pension problem, for the most part, arose out of two factors. The first is declining revenues, declining earnings. Contributions to pension funds are not what they used to be. But the big problem goes all the way back to 2008 and the mortgage-backed security fraud. Because when they were putting together these mortgage bundles, Wall Street's pet rating agencies, Moody's, Standard & Poor's, all of them, said these are AAA rated. And that made it legal for pension funds to invest in these mortgage bundles, because pension funds or any investment instrument that's dealing with retirees are required by law to only invest in AAA-rated securities because they're dealing with customers who don't have the luxury of time of starting over and rebuilding their lives again. And then, of course, the whole fraud collapsed. The pensions were defunded. And by and large, most of the people running these pensions are unwilling to point the finger of blame where it really deserves to go, which is Wall Street. And they're screaming that people are living too long, the pensioners are demanding too much. But there is a monster mess out there, and according to this story that came out of the Daily Sheeple, there is a $700 billion public employee pension shortfall. Most of the states are only 6.7% funded to their obligations, most states under 1%. They have only 1% of the cash reserves they need to meet their expected obligations. It is a huge mess. In many ways, we're seeing these state governments, like the federal government, default on the American worker. They don't want to default on the banks. That would harm the credit rating. But we can default on the Social Security people. Nothing bad's going to happen to us. Over in Europe, this situation in Spain regarding Catalonia is really starting to heat up. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy said the referendum on the independence of Catalonia cannot be held, adding that the government of the autonomous region should give up this dream. He says it's a pipe dream. Now, little point here. Spain, as a member of the United Nations, is bound by the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which gives all people the right to self-determination. If you feel that your national government is not doing a good job, you have a right to have a referendum for independence and form your own country. It's something that people conveniently forget when they're talking about keeping Catalonia in Spain or keeping Ukraine, the one that seceded from Ukraine. I'm blanking on the name right now. So many of them out there. So this is really heating up, and it could lead to a new civil war. Now, Spain has sent a cruise ship to dock in Barcelona. It is holding 16,000 riot police. It is an implied threat that if Catalonia goes ahead with the independence referendum, that there will be blood in the streets. It sounds really good, but there's a downside, and that is that those 16,000 police sitting on that cruise ship have now become a target. And I don't think I would have handled it quite that way unless the goal of Spain is to have somebody try and sink that ship and use that as an excuse to go in militarily to Catalonia and slap them down. Meanwhile, up in Brussels, they've apparently made a deal with a group of South American countries for beef, for meat supply. And it's angered a lot of the member state EU farmers who are cattle farmers. And they're saying it's going to harm us. It's going to devastate us. Why are you going to South America when we have a domestic internal cattle industry here? And it doesn't really make a lot of sense unless somebody up in Brussels was financially encouraged, to put it delicately, to hand the contract off to South America. If you really think about it, it's going to cost a lot more to bring those cattle from South America to Europe in refrigerated ships than it would be to just have the domestic supply there. So it looks like this wasn't well through, or there's some corruption going on there. Now, apparently, over in Great Britain, 4-year-old Prince George is going to a school, Battersea, Thomas's Battersea. And interestingly enough, the school has banned best friends. More about that when we come back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're in the PC section of our talking points here today. So over in Great Britain, you know, the royal family, the four-year-old Prince George is already going to school. And this school has decided to ban children from having best friends. Teachers are encouraging all students to form bonds with one another equally, to avoid creating feelings of exclusion among those without best friends. Now, it sounds really good, but it's not human nature. And I think this illustrates the primary failing of the liberal theory, if you will. Because the liberal political philosophy is based on the idea that we are all born with absolutely blank minds, the tabula rasa, the blank slate, and everything that we think or feel is a result of the environment. And so the political philosophy is, if we control the environment, we control what is inside people's head and how they behave. Unfortunately, all of this goes back to a book called Coming of Age in Samoa by Margaret Mead, in which she claimed to have found a culture where young people went from childhood to adulthood without the turmoil and trauma and emotionality of adolescence. And it turned out the book was a complete fraud. And it has been discredited many, many times, but the liberals won't go back and look at it. Their prime assumption is justification for their agenda any more than Al Gore is willing to go back and look at the raw temperature data for the last couple of centuries to find out how wrong he is. But no, we are not born with absolutely blank minds. We are born with the accumulated instincts of millions of years of evolution. And when you try and get in the way of those, you're going to run into some problems. At the very least, you're going to create a lot of very neurotic people. And this is why, despite all the unisex this and make everybody dress the same, girls are still going to act like girls and boys are going to still act like boys, except for those who have been brainwashed to think that there's something else in between. But this idea of banning somebody from having a best friend because you don't want the other kids to feel disadvantaged, well, isn't making friends part of that socialization process, that building of structures within the community, within the neighborhood? You have to make friends with your neighbors, with your coworkers, with your students, to get things to function. And I wonder if maybe the real agenda here is to raise a generation of young people that are simply afraid to talk with another and are therefore dependent more on that view screen on the wall to tell them what's going on. But it's a little bit out there. And joining it in the outer reaches of the solar system, over at Ohio State University, they've had what is called is a privilege workshop, which sounds okay. But what they're pushing there, in this session entitled Interrupting Racism, Tips and Tools for White People, basically came on out and said that only white people can be racists. Nobody else is a racist. Blacks are never racist. Hispanics are never racist. Only white people are racist. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my entire life. There are people who are not racist of all colors. There are people who are very racist of all colors. When I was married to my first wife, Broadzilla, she was Ashkenazi. And her family were the most racist people I've ever met, especially toward other subgroups of the Jews. So this idea, what a ridiculous idea that only white people can be racist. Why are white people all of a sudden under attack in this country? And we have all these people coming in from the Middle East and Africa saying, well, you know, we want the life that you have. It's not fair that you have this evolved civilization. Well, we have the civilization because we built it. Europeans built Europe. Africans built Africa. It's never been the other way around. And jamming the African population into Europe isn't going to change things. It's just going to create a huge amount of hostility, as it already has. There is such a thing as inherent human nature. And yes, sometimes it needs to be controlled, particularly in the areas of crime, murder, rape, robbery. But you can't pretend it does not exist and then just dream up all this wild stuff based on that assumption. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future, and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we go back to the phones here, I got another story to share with you. And you have to wonder, this is in the Department of, what are they thinking? Now, over in Miami-Dade, just hours after Irma was finished doing what they were doing, and this guy is at his home trying to clean up the mess, and all of a sudden he gets a visit from this official from Miami-Dade County who proceeds to cite him because his fence has been knocked down and his swimming pool is now visible to the street, which is considered an attractive nuisance and a potential danger because it might lure children in to go for a swim and they could drown, blah, 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 blah. I mean, the guy's just had his house smashed, and it's not like the hardware stores are open and he can go get the lumber to fix the fence. And they actually cited this guy. It's like common sense has become an endangered species in this country here. All right, we're going to go to the phones here. Mo in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Thanks for taking my call. I was trying to stay on topic with the economy, then you switched over to the way they're trying to get everybody to think the same. And I have a question. I have a thought. I want to share a question about the monetary system, but just to comment on what you were saying about the way they're trying to get everybody to be the same. I mean, that's pretty much what sheep are, aren't they?
Yes.
All the sheep think the same. They start getting the ones that you know, get ideas about breaking from the herd, that's not a good thing. So they get the herd dogs in there, you know? And that, isn't that really the same thing? They're just trying to get so, like, so we can be controlled. Isn't that it?
Yeah, it is. Almost reminds me of that Monty Python sketch on Harold the Flying Sheep.
I love Monty Python. For some reason, I don't remember that one.
Okay. Well, it was on, I think, their first album. Anyway, but you're absolutely right. They're trying to basically make us all interchangeable units with no idea of who we are, what our past is, what our history is, because people without a strong sense of identity are easier to control. And again, this idea that schools are trying to teach students not to have best friends, I mean, it is natural for people to have certain attractions to other individuals as friends. And this idea that we should automatically treat everybody as if there are the same degree of friendship and buddy-buddy, that's ridiculous. I mean, there are going to be people who are going to be nice to us. There are going to be people who are not very nice. Why should I be friends with people who are not very nice? It's ridiculous.
You were born with a free brain. I mean, what about just do whatever you want as long as you don't hurt somebody else? The non-aggression policy that you and Ron Paul, and that's all there is.
That's all we really need. You know, that's all we really need. We don't, you know, I hate to say it, going back to some of those Ten Commandments is really all we need. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness. That's the only guide that you really need here. And we have all these other things about, oh, you can't have best friends. You shouldn't assume that your gender is what your anatomy is. It's all designed to keep us confused.
Well, you nailed it. Couldn't agree more. The question I had on the monetary system, I haven't heard you. I'm sorry, I had a tooth pulled, so my voice is kind of, my language
okay.
Isn't coming out too good. But I'm just recovering from it. But my question to you was, I don't hear you talk too much about Bitcoin. And to me, I'll tell you my thoughts, and then I want to just get what you think about it. I think Bitcoin, when they look to who started this Sadamochi, whatever it was, and you really research it, it really seems to come down to the deep state. I don't have any proof, but nobody can really nail this down. And I think my thought is what they're going to do is they're going to get as many people to pile into this, and maybe you even said this, and then crash the Bitcoin. Everybody will run to either dollar or gold, and I don't know which one they'll run to. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think they're going to run to gold because experts are now saying that the dollar is entering a multi-year bear decline. And part of that is because of all the overprinting over at the Federal Reserve, and they're trying to hide how much new money is being created and showered all over Wall Street. But inevitably, we're seeing the effects of inflation start to raise our food prices, our fuel prices. If you're buying things from outside the country, those prices are going on up. We're starting to see that at the big box stores. But I think people will be going to gold unless it's outlawed, and we keep hearing about how they want to try and do that one again. But as far as Bitcoin is concerned, again, I've always had problems with it. There is really nothing that backs it up. It's a true virtual currency, but we've seen it wide open to manipulation. And I'll give you an example of what I mean by a true virtual currency. If you take so much silver and you turn it into a silver dollar, you can then eventually melt that down and get that same amount of silver back out. That's the value that's in there. In the U.S. silver dollar, the money was the actual silver content, not the coin itself. You can have your computer do so many hours of Bitcoin mining to get a single Bitcoin, but you can't get all of that computer power and work back out of the Bitcoin once you've got it. And that right there is what tells me there's really no underlying value to it.
Wow, that's exactly right. It's a one-way street in that respect, and there's no intrinsic value. So, you know, I think it's a Ponzi. I think it's the ultimate tulip Ponzi scheme. That's what I think.
Well, I think, you know, some of the thinking behind it was, you know, in terms of having a currency that was not issued by a central bank, that was a good idea. But the failure to tie it to some kind of a tangible commodity of universally recognized value was the weak point. Now, maybe Bitcoin should have been the first iteration of the Electro and say that, well, the Bitcoin represents so many kilowatt hours of electricity, and then you could turn around and, like, pay for your electric bill with that, which is your way of getting that electricity back out of it. But without a commodity base, any currency is a fiat currency, whether it is crypto, cybernetic, or just, you know, printing on a slab of wood.
I think that's where I think, too. Thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Steve in California. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm catching the show a little late today. I hope you didn't already cover this, but I was looking and hearing the radio this morning about Donald Trump is putting new sanctions on North Korea, which is nothing more than economic war. He's playing with North Korea now. He's really trying to provoke them quite steadily to take the bait, and they're not taking it. I hope they don't take the bait. But other than that, I noticed that we never hear in the news anymore about draining the swamp at all. I mean, everything is off the table now as far as those discussions go. Drain the swamp, Hillary Clinton prosecution is off the table. They're not even talking about that. It's just North Korea, Russia, Syria. Those are the things. They're playing a very good strategic shell game of diversion topics to keep your mind off of what he's talked about in the past. And last but least, as far as my wife came up with a new, you know, Donald Trump is using a lot of labels on people these days, and Kim Jong-un is a rocket man. And my wife said, well, since we never hear about draining the swamp anymore, we'll just start calling Donald Trump Swamp Thing. And so you being a Hollywood guy, you probably remember that movie, Swamp Thing.
There's actually been more than one.
Yes, yes. Last thing is, I did hear something else, maybe you talked about it, but household economic wealth has gone up. Did you hear that?
No, I heard something to that effect, but I imagine, you know, for the one percenters, that's certainly true.
Well, they were basing it on Wall Street only, and I'm sure that did not, yes, your one percenters, that did not generalize to the rest of the population. But this was something I heard on in between Laura Ingraham's show on that little news thing they have there, but it said household income has increased quite a bit. I can't remember the percentage. But I'm looking around, and I, like you always say, look for what should be there and isn't, and I don't see that at all. And then we talk about on RBN's website yesterday, Toys R Us are going to be closing, or bankruptcy at least. This is going to be a dismal Christmas holiday retail year. It's going to be dismal.
This is going to be the last nail in the coffin for some iconic retailers. They're all hoping there's going to be a reversal, and we're going to have a really good Christmas shopping season this year because it's been dismal for the last 8-9 years. And the holiday shopping season is literally when these retailers make one-third of their revenue for the entire year. But that has not been the case anymore because we just don't have any money out here, and we don't want to borrow anymore. They're desperate. I mean, the Christmas stuff is already going up in the stores. Claire and I were over at the local big box store, and they got all the trees are up there and the decorations and the ribbons, and it's all over the place, along with all the holiday packaged versions of coffee and candy and everything else they want you to start buying. And frankly, for me, it's a turnoff. We still have Halloween and Thanksgiving to get through, and by the time we really get to the actual December, where we're actually getting close to Christmas, I'm going to be in full Ebenezer Scrooge mode, and it's just going to be bah humbug, because by the time we get to December, it's no longer going to be decorations, it's going to be decor, and it's going to look really, really tacky. But all of these holidays, it's just one marketing scam after the other after the other. And maybe I'm spoiled because many, many years ago, back in the 1980s, I had occasion to experience Christmas in Europe, specifically in Germany, in Munich, and it spoiled me for the American Christmas because what I experienced there in Germany was just like I imagined Christmas was supposed to be from, you know, reading about it in storybooks and everything. And, you know, seriously, goodwill toward all men, time of cheer and generosity. I mean, carolers were out there. You had total strangers giving you little bits of candy and everything. It was a very amazing experience. And compared to that, the American Christmas is just incredibly hollow and shallow. And it's just another marketing come-on. And it's very hard to get excited about it. And Claire and I are probably not going to do a Christmas tree this year, because we just really can't get into the spirit of it, especially those little nativity scenes. I have a real hard time looking at those without realizing those are the people we're now bombing to steal their oil.
Right. Now, this will be four bad retail years in a row for Christmas, if I'm right. This will be four in a row, correct?
I think it's going to be eight. It's going to be eight. Yeah.
Okay. Last question for you, since you said you were in Germany. You must experience Glühwein. Did you try any Glühwein?
Doesn't ring a bell.
It's mulled wine. In America, they call it mulled wine. In Germany, they
call it Glühwein. Oh, yes, 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 I did. Yes, I did. I absolutely love it. And since then, I've made a point of getting mulling spice and making my own when I have occasion to be having a holiday party, which, again, is not going to be this year. But, yes, I did try it. I just didn't know it by that name.
Okay. Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Murr in Wisconsin. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Cry me a river.
Yeah. Next commercial break, it came back to me. That's what I was trying to talk about with Ukraine, but I kept thinking Cyprus, but I knew it wasn't that. And
yeah.
I had a brain fart. It happens at my age. I'm getting old and, you know, decrepit.
The funny things with Putin taking off his sunglasses, cry me a river, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
I was looking back through my notes back in 2013. I had written something just really moved me, and I can't find that right now. But basically, it was just that the soldiers look so sweet and innocent, and here they are all dressed alike and all, you know, enthusiastic. And I'm writing, you know, but the generals are grinding their teeth with a wargasm, you know.
Yeah, good name, good phrase there. We seem to be having a lot of that in this country. John McCain, you know. And by the way, I got to tell you, I'm really fed up with John McCain using his illness to duck answering questions about real issues. If he's not able to deal with the questions about the issues, he should go ahead and retire. But instead, he's out there still pushing for war and everything. And anytime somebody says, oh, well, what about this? Is it going to go wrong? And he goes, oh, my head. I got to take a break. I'm sorry. And it's just, oh, come on. Give us a break here.
Yeah, there's no retiring for that guy. He's running on rims, shooting out sparks.
Yeah.
I also saw here where it was 12/12/13, and it was from your show. And I won't read it, but it's Alexander Solzhenitsyn. Very, very nice. It must have been on your quote of the day thing. So if you want to look back on 12/12/13, you'll find it.
It's in the master quotes file. I think you're talking about the one about how, you know, we should have stood up and fought, and because we didn't, we ultimately deserved everything that happened to us. And yeah, it's probably
this is another one. It's very good. It's let me see here. Gradually, it was disclosed to me that the line separating good and evil passes not through states, nor between classes, nor between political parties either, but right through every human heart. And through all human hearts, this line shifts inside us. It oscillates with the years, and even within hearts overwhelmed by evil, one small bridgehead of good is retrieved. I'm trying to read my writing. And even in the best of all hearts, there remains an unuprooted small corner of evil.
True, and it is a very good quote.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Anything else?
Cry me a river.
All right. We'll certainly do our best here. Thank you very much. We're going to let you go. Getting on back to the news here. Now, we know that along with civil forfeiture, the issuing of traffic citations has gone away from maintaining public safety into being yet another revenue-generating mechanism. We are living under a government that, along with taxes and fees and tariffs and everything else, is now openly pillaging and plundering their own people to keep the war budget going here. And so we've got this article in the Knoxville News Sentinel that reveals the Blount County Sheriff's Office received $91,000 from the Department of Homeland Security to create specialized enforcement on a section of U.S. Highway 129 near the North Carolina state line. In other words, the Department of Homeland Security is paying police all over the country to increase the amount of tickets they are writing. And again, it's just astounding. So Here's another story where you're saying, what's wrong with these people? Apparently, nurses at the Naval Hospital Jacksonville in Florida have been fired and may face legal action. They were apparently taking selfies with brand newborn babies, handling them inappropriately. They were holding them up and dancing them to music. One of them was giving a baby the middle finger, saying how I feel about these mini Satans. These are supposed to be nurses. And you have to wonder, what's wrong with these people? It's just absolutely insane. All right, we're coming up here on another commercial break, and we are going to be back after these few words.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, we've had another unfortunate tragedy at the hands of the Oklahoma City Police. And apparently on Tuesday night, there was a deaf man who was carrying a metal pipe who was shot to death by the Oklahoma City police on Tuesday night, even as the neighbors tried to tell the officers he could not hear their commands. He was apparently facing away from the officers, and they kept telling him, drop the pipe, or what I guess they thought he had a gun, drop it and turn around. And, of course, he couldn't hear them. He was deaf, and the neighbors were saying, he's deaf, he can't hear you. And the officers shot and killed him. It's a little out there. All right, let's talk about the world of computers. This Equifax thing is turning out to be an epic disaster. It is affecting at least 143 million people. I think it's affecting a lot more through secondary and tertiary influence. And basically, everyone's saying, why didn't Equifax protect the data? Well, you know, because corporations don't really care about the customers. You know, we're the product. Our credit rating is their product. And they weren't really concerned about protecting the data. They had an unpatched flaw. They knew they had an unpatched flaw. They had a break-in last March. They didn't even tell anybody. It was all about protecting their business, not the consumers. Now, over at FedEx, they're totaling up the losses from last year's NotPetya ransomware attack, and the total cost comes to $300 million in lost business and cleanup costs. $300 million. And still, the U.S. government's attitude is, no big deal. We have more important things to do, like North Korea, which hasn't actually done anything to us, or Iran, which hasn't done anything to us, if you ignore all the propaganda about Iranian hackers. And we got to deal with Russia, and we got to deal with all the rest of this. We don't have time to take care of you, the American people. Apparently, over in Great Britain, England's second largest police force has admitted to the BBC they're still on Windows XP, which leaves it vulnerable to a WannaCry-type attack. So what we're seeing here is the problem is as much laziness and carelessness on the part of the people with these computer systems as it is the cyber criminals themselves. Right now, I mean, the problem is spinning out of control. More data has been lost or stolen the first half of this year than all of last year. Digital security company Gemalto's Breach Level Index, published on Wednesday, found that an average of 10.4 million records are exposed or stolen every single day. During the first 6 months of 2017, there were 918 reported data breaches worldwide. And, of course, there are all the unreported ones, because we have to protect our company's image. We'll be back after station identification.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.